Hello, good morning. Welcome, everybody. We're back. Thank you very much for still here. Yeah, myself and Larry, we really enjoy that time as we spend here. A lot of study. Amen. Yeah, we appreciate our staying in Australia. It's a big place, big country. This is the big continent in the South Pacific. And all the little countries down south, we usually base in Australia. Like, Australia is the gateway to get over to some other places in the world. Amen. And also we have some product from here, like rice, sugar, and other stuff from Australia. So we use a lot of stuff from Australia. So it's part of our relationship, not just saying a word, but in action. So again, on our behalf, we love to say that we really thank God for you people. You were recognized here in Mount Gambier, especially through BMI. BMI in Vanuatu, as we're representing. Amen. People from Vanuatu, Vanuatu Christian Fellowship in Vanuatu, representing BMI in Vanuatu, in our country. Amen. So it doesn't matter where you belong, from other places where you are here in this morning, you are so welcome. We are all children of God. We are all the same. We are not underestimate somebody that now you are little or you are high ranking or what. We are the same. We are the image of God. Amen? So that's one of the good things that we learn here is cooperation. We cooperate together and do things together. That's a big thing. Because a lot we can say about, but the more when you do something, you act. So thank you very much for being here for 3 months now. So we're heading back on maybe Friday. There's Brother Knife, Friday, then to Fort Phil on Saturday. So we're going for Christmas holiday. We're having a Christmas Eve, we call it 24th, in the night singing Christmas song in the night. So then early in the morning, we've got a service, Sunday service. Then another day, we can go for picnic or something. Yeah, we can enjoy that. So I hope you, we are heading towards Christmas now. We should celebrate that because that's where we are. We should enjoy that because our living Savior was born into this world and gave us life. Gave us life. Amen? Thank you. Thank you very much for that. So I cannot express because you do so much in material things like your support and donation thing, and also in spiritual thing. That's the blessing of God to us in Vanuatu. That's a great thing. Your heart to us in Vanuatu, that's great. That's great. That's God's blessing to us. So we have to keep on related together. You know, communication. We lack of communication in Vanuatu, but myself, sometimes, what to say? I'm not a good guy to give a report or something. I used to do that. But all of a sudden, I started to realize, reports is a better thing. You have to keep a report. It doesn't matter if it's bad or good, give it out. So I try to do that. And also, I try to improve myself, speaking English, whatever language. In Vanuatu, in Ambai language, different kinds of, the northern part of the island, same island, little island, different language. So that's why we use Peace Lama. We call it Peace Lama. That's for the whole nation. You can speak from the northern part to the southern part of the nation. That's what we call Prutsalat language. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Ah, we are there already. We should enjoy the presence of God more than we are. Amen. The presence of God is here. Ah, amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Our ministry is ready. But this is the word of God. We need to feed on God's word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. The word of God is in you and it's in me. Amen. Oh, I've learned many things. While I'm here, I've got some notebook there. When Pastor Nigel is here, and start to get something to my book. Not just the book, but here. Not here, but here. Our heart. Eh? Not our head, our mind, will be go wrong sometime, but our hearts. The Lord needs our heart. And most of the time, Christians fear. The fear is the big weapon for the devil. It's putting in our mind, so we fear. We're scared to stand here and share the word of God. Eh? Oh, how long you been a Christian? Oh, I'm still baby Christian. Not Pastor Nigel to stand here and sing, and you people should come in prayer and sing, testifying how great God is in our lives. Amen? This is great. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm not a good speaking in English, but I'm there. It doesn't matter. I want to praise my God. I want to exalt my God because He's great. He's greater than any other things. Amen? So, this is our last Sunday. Never mind, it's not last. Time again. So you people, you have to come to Fanado. We can come to here, then we can go somewhere else. Yeah. It seems like our boundary is locked. We push on the corner and just there. Stay there. No. Expand. Move out. We open up to a bigger place where people hunger for the word of God, where people suffer and stopping. They need salvation. They need you to preach the word of God. Just say it. God loves you. We shall say that. God loves you. Amen. That's wonderful. That's great. Or in Vanuatu, when we worship, we dance. Huh? We sing. We want to break this ceiling. Amen? Not just feel emotional, but feel with the Spirit of God. That the Spirit of God will overflow your life and fill you to the brim and can flow over. Not just half, but over. Amen? I used to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for my brother Neville. He's my brother. Amen. And also brother Craig, Nigel. And Craig too. Whoever I knew them here before, they're still in my heart. All of you people, they're still in my heart. So we've got some time in Fanodu. Praying time in Monday, Tuesday. We've got Bible study Wednesday. A women's fellowship. Women get gathered together doing preserving thing and other things. Thursday, we try to sing some song. Friday, youth, young people coming. Saturday, ready for Sunday. Amen? That's your program in Vanuatu. Every day. And working, Larry is to do mechanic. during the day, night, when it stops, I don't know. Myself, muck around here and there and there, here, and Santo Fila, where else? Traveling around, visiting other churches. So I'm doing, when I go back, spend Christmas, I'm by 10 back to Malo. We had a wedding ceremony there on the 29. Then I start to go back, get over to another year, new year. That's great. Amen? That's a good thing. What do you want to know about the Word of God? The Word of God is there already. We have to do something about it. The practical. Huh? Amen? Okay, let's go. Continue. Where is that? There are some good things, like Pastor Nigel told us last few Sunday, about the authority or the power. The authority through submission. Now, in James chapter 4, from 7, tells us, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That sounds good, but how can we do that? Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. funny, huh? How we can do that? So when you read it, then what comes to your mind is all the weapons. You want to get a rifle? You want to get a bush knife or what? To fight with? Eh? When you read it, then it comes to your mind, okay, I have to grab all of one thing to resist the devil. Eh? But it's not. But it's not. It's not a weapon you know about. It's not a weapon. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principalities of this darkness, of this world. Amen? Who is Satan? Who is the deceiver? Who is the accuser? Give us problem. But we thank God for that, because we have to know that to get over. It's not to grab anything like all weapons to stand against the demonic forces. It says to us in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10, wear the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. All the breastplate. Eh? All the helmet of salvation. We got him. But now, we put it aside, then we grab hold of the other weapon to face the devil, to face the enemy. It's not that. It's there with us already. The helmet of salvation, eh? The gospel of peace, the belt, the shoes, everything. So that's James is saying here. We submit. We have to submit. That's our problem. If we don't submit, we can grab hold of any weapons, because it's from our head. We can grab the rifle or bush knife or whatever. In front of the we use a lot of bush knife to do our job. Some people kill by the bush knife too. Yeah? But in our Christian walk, it's to protect us, it's to come to our understanding that when we submit, he can do everything for us. He can do everything for us. The word submit means to be under obedience to a high rank or come under authority that is being totally obedient to the Lord. Very easy. You just obey. You just obey. The one of the story in Matthew 8, 5 and 9, there's one of the ranking soldier here, a centurion, came to Jesus, wanting his servant healed. You remember the story? Now Jesus agreed to go to the servant and heal him. The centurion responded, It isn't necessary for you to come. If you will only stand here and say the word, just say the word, be healed, and my servant will be healed. Now this fella, this centurion, is under authority. He's a ranking high person, people under him. But he didn't submit to his own authority, but he put aside his authority. He came submit under the authority of Jesus, wanting somebody else to do the healing for him. Amen. So he asked Jesus to come to heal his servant. Now, when Jesus responded, then he said, no, you don't have to come. You don't have to come. You just say the word. You just say the word, and my servant will heal. Because he himself, he realized the authority he had is not enough. Then he submit himself to the authority of Jesus, and Jesus will do the healing for him. Amen? Any difficulties in our lives, in our Christian walk, the problem is we are not submit. If we submit, everything come. Everything complete. Everything well. Amen? Thank you, my Father, you are healed. You are healed already. We don't know, worry. We don't worry. We don't visiting you in the hospital, but we pray for you. That Jesus, you heal this young man. So Jesus did it for us. Thank you. Thank God for that. So the same way, the same principle with us today. Okay, another story in 1 Samuel about young David. First Samuel 17. Big story. You know about David and Goliath, eh? That's where I heard the story when I'm little pickaninny. Then I start, I'm old now. Little story, eh? David and Goliath. Who's Goliath? A big, huge fella. High. So we know that. But there's good thing in that story. Now, David is representing or a type of Christ, our Savior. That's David. Okay, the army, the Israelites army, is a type of a believers. We are the believers. We are the believers of Christ. Okay, you should remember that. Goliath, who is Goliath? Eh? Nobody wants to be Goliath. Goliath's representing a type of Satan. Eh? That's Goliath. And the Philistine army representing Satan, the demonic forces and his agents. Eh? That's a good story. But we need the application to give the application to us so that we can know where we can go or where we can drive ourselves in our Christian walk. That's true. Submission. Now, because David submit himself to the authority that one day he will be the king. Of course, he is the king of Israel. And at the end, where Jesus came from, our Savior. Ah, hallelujah. We don't want to preach. We don't want to preach too long. Amen? So that's very important to our Christian walk, is we should submit. Submit yourself. Obedience. Obey to. Eh? So David and Goliath, the big picture for us. Now when Goliath is roaring like a lion, making big noise, and David got a bowl of soup to get into camp for visiting his brothers in the army, then he heard a noise. What's that making big noise? That's big Goliath. Then some of the people of Israel, they're scared and move back and terrified. They just see themselves on the corner. Eh? But David not. Know that. Just walk along with a bowl of soup to feed his brothers. But he heard a noise. But he picked 5 stones. Aha. 5 smooth stones from the brook. And filling the little bag, and with a sling, what you call sling or what? Yeah? That's the one. But he made a right choice, not the weapon where Saul gave him. He put aside Saul, gave him some of the stuff to wear, but he put aside, but he just picked 5 stones. Big picture. Put in the little bag. Come forward, not backward, not sideward, but go front, forward, to where the roar is. When somebody's roar, oh, you start to run. Now, in a Christian walk today, when we come to a hard situation, we start to fear, we start to run. No, you don't have to run. Just go forward. Go to where the problem is. Go to where the problem is. Go to where the sickness is and say to the sick, you stop, you go away. Yeah. Don't run. Go straight to where the problem is. Go straight and say, you go. You have no power. Amen. 5 little stones, very smooth. Not rough stone, but smooth. The quality stones, which is our Savior, Jesus. Huh. The mighty warrior David came along with a little stone, put one in the sling, and get run and run. And where it goes, the Spirit of the Lord directed the stone right to the center where to hit Goliath. Amen. We got to go straight to the center where the problem is and put him down to the floor. Put him down to the floor. Amen? That's the little stone. Oh, what a mighty God we are. What a mighty God we serve. It's no longer to fear. It's no longer to crumble. But we stand forth and go forward. We've got everything. We've got the sword of the Spirit. The knife to cut with, which is the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen? I don't want to muck around with the preaching, with the building of sermon like this. And no. Just submit, allow yourself to the Spirit of God and can fill you up. And He can speak for you. I'm not a good English speaking, but that's what the Spirit of God doing in my life. That's miracle. Okay? I speak different languages. But God does that for me to speak in English. Amen? That's so wonderful. And He can do it also for yourself. He can do it the same. You come to find out my own language, I can teach you my language. Eh? Amen? That's wonderful. Huh? Don't worry about the food. This is a special food we eat first. Then we can go for the other food. That will not last. But I'm so happy. Yeah, it's good to make fun. My brothers, my sister, all my friends, it's good to be in the presence of God, because nothing good for us, nothing good, but only God is good. Excellent. Amen. So we don't try to hide ourselves, hide under the table or where, with altitude or our characters. But God knows His business. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take a while. We nearly finished where we are. Okay, we finished with David and Goliath. You know that already. A lot of influences in our world today. That's from Goliath. Now, Goliath's roaring. He's not a lion. You know that? He's not a lion. He just roar, making noise. Whoa! When you make noise with little kids, they can run, okay? Because they hear the noise, but they didn't see you. They just hear the noise. But really, is the lion in the Bible is our King Jesus. He's the real lion. By his coming again, will rule and reign with a rod of iron. Mighty. Huh? You know that? Don't worry about the roar. Brrr. Just noise. No teeth. Falling off already. We crush him already. Huh? But Christians, today we still fright, we still fear the noise. Just the noise. But the real lion is our King Jesus. We're ready to celebrate that Christmas. Very good. We're still alive. We should celebrate that. Okay? We'll get to that. Jesus, our anointed shepherd, in Genesis 3:15, foretold that one day the seed of the woman would fertility wound the head of the serpent in due time. A greater one than David appeared on the scene. His name was Jesus, which means the anointed one who saves. He's our anointed shepherd, Savior. At Calvary, he engaged the old servant, Satan, in the conflict of the age. The five wounds of the cross, like David, five smooth stones, I told you already, brought down the devil and all of his demon forces. Satan's headship and dominion were destroyed by Jesus. When he died on the cross, descended into Hades, conquered all the forces of hell, and across from the grave, triumph over death. Therefore, the devil's troop, demons, no longer have any power or authority over believers who are under the headship of Christ Jesus. When his name is spoken in authority, they tremble, and must bow their knees in submission to his lordship. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So now, no more scared, no more afraid, but we are alert. Stand fast and go forward. For our coming King is at hand. Amen? Many, many thousand years, we're still celebrating his birth and his death, resurrection. Why? Because we are believers. We are belong to him. So we have to do that continually until his return. To bring his church, you are the church, I am the church, without spot or wrinkle. Amen? That's precious. That's very good.